President Bush has proposed increasing drug enforcement spending by 2%, but some programs could see dramatic cuts. In the state of Tennessee, authorities count on that money to help pay for the seizures of methamphetamine labs. Last year, Tennessee ranked second nationwide in the number of meth labs seized. Matt Schaefer Powell reports from member station WUOT in Knoxville.
In Cott County, just outside of Newport, Tennessee, Newport Police Chief Maurice Schultz rumbles down a country road barely wide enough for his car. He slows down next to a collection of rundown shacks, the site of Cott County's first meth lab seizure.
Right down in there, and that black building is where the actual lab was. There's blasting caps there, there was bottles of ether sitting there open.
Since then, police in Newport and Cott County have busted two more labs. That may pale in comparison to some counties to the west, but like a storm front, meth has been moving eastward toward Cott County. Schultz knows there will be more. Back at his office, he opens a large black duffel, a bag to take with him when he gets a meth lab call.
What you see here is just protective clothing, the booties and the suits. These thicker suits, the Tykem SLs, are the one we would be wearing.
In Newport, a town of about 7,200, money for drug enforcement is scarce. So the bag, the clothes, the training it takes to be certified to enter a meth lab, all of it's provided by a program called HIDA, the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program. HIDA coordinates federal, state, and local drug war efforts in several regions around the country. Last year, the Appalachia HIDA contributed $6 million in money and resources to help fight the drug war in parts of Tennessee, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Recently, an increasing amount of that money has gone to local police to help pay for the equipment, training, and overtime required to seize domestic meth labs. But not everyone thinks that's what HIDA should be doing. John Horton is with the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy. That's the office that currently oversees HIDA.
It's most important for the HIDA program to go after what we could call the head of the snake, the very top of the drug trafficking organizations. The HIDA program is not meant to, and has never been meant to, go after either low-level distribution or even medium-level.
The Bush administration has suggested that HIDA undergo a massive restructure. The current budget proposal suggests that funding for HIDA be cut from $227 million to $100 million.
It just absolutely makes no sense at all. I was aghast when I heard this. It just absolutely shocked everybody.
Tom Gorman is the head of the National HIDA Directors Association, an organization created specifically to fight the proposed changes. Gorman says HIDA's critics are missing the point.
It started out as five areas designated. Other people wanted their areas designated because the program worked so well. So it expanded because of its success.
Back in Newport, Tennessee, Police Chief Maurice Schultz says he'll continue the fight against meth even if his HIDA funding goes away. But it won't be easy.
It's a devastating blow if we lose these funds. There's no way that we'll be able to keep people trained. You know, the government here can't afford to up our taxes.
Recent laws passed in Tennessee make it more difficult for local meth makers to get the ingredients they need. But meth is highly addictive, and Schultz says the drug won't simply disappear, nor will the expense involved in fighting it. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer Powell.